Welcome to the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast. I'm Ben Trueblood with Mary Margaret West.
Hey.
And John Paul Basham.
Yo.
It is summertime.
Woo.
I think we can go ahead and declare it to be summertime.
It's hot enough.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about summer? Not necessarily student ministry, like in all of life. Your favorite thing about summer?
Man, I'm going to put a dark cloud on this because I hate summer.
Just right out of the gate. It's like nothing. I like nothing about summer.
It's hot and I'm a sweater. And so
it's
just
a sweater.
Like, yeah, I get in my car in the morning and I'm sweating. And I'm already feeling like I need to reapply deodorant for the day. Like, you kids want to play outside, and it's like, man, I know you want to play outside, but I'm just going to go out there and sweat.
So there's nothing.
Crystal likes beach vacations, and my view of a beach vacation is that we're paying to go stay somewhere so we can sit outside and sweat and get sand all over us.
Sandy sweat.
And then it's in the bed, and it's in the luggage, and it's in the, like, man, spring and fall, I think that's where it's at.
Mary Mark.
Well, thanks for that.
What do you like about summer?
I love a beach vacation. I'm leaving in 2 weeks, I think. I think it's 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm going to the beach. And then, like, I mean, and I, when you immediately said, what do you love about summer? Like, I thought of, like, okay, I love a snowball, which is not the same as a snow cone. Or
a snowball is that the chunky ice?
No. Okay. It's the shaved ice. Like, it's the, like, it's like eating snow. And, like, if you've ever been to New Orleans, like, they're famous for snow, like, snowballs. It's, you don't call it a snow cone, it's a snowball. And, like, but it's a summer thing. Like, I mean,
yeah.
And New Orleans always feels like summer, so they have them year round. But they're, we have a little food truck here that does snowballs and where I live. So,
what is it?
What is what?
The food truck. What's it called?
Chapatula Street Snowballs.
Chapatula?
Chapatulas. It's a street in New Orleans.
Okay, gotcha.
Chapatula
Street. I saw that in Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Was trying to figure out how in the world
you
say that.
Yeah, Chapatulas. And they have really good snowballs. But, like, you put it's the ice and then the you know, flavored stuff. And then they put condensed milk on top.
Interesting.
It's really good.
I hate a chunky iced snow cone.
Oh, it's the worst.
Gosh.
If
I'm
you
just
have
sitting here thinking, I don't like those either. And
if you have to chew crunch a snow cone,
it should
it's
just
not for
melt.
Me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So, I will say, the people that run snow cone trucks or snowball trucks, I've heard they make a lot of money in the summer, and then they just close up shop for the rest of the year.
Yeah. We have probably a mutual friend that lives in Dallas who. That's what they do.
Yeah,
they have an Airstream, like, trailer, and they run a snow cone thing, and they make well, of course, in Dallas, like,
well,
your,
I think they're like
your
longer
snow
season.
Cone season is a little longer, right?
Yeah.
All year.
It may not be like Dallas.
It's like East Texas.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a couple, like an hour and a half, something like that.
So not Dallas at all,
but close.
Well, just trying to make me feel better about it.
Sorry about that.
Snow cone truck is right.
Snow cone truck. The weather is the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Still
so,
hot.
All right, so we have no summer love at all, and we have snow cone and beach.
Snowball. Call it the
thing,
Ben. Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
What about you?
So there are some things I enjoy about summer. It is a sweaty time, which is not necessarily fun. I hate the yard work. I have now been mowing my yard, and I don't like that. What I do like about summer is kids being out of school. I think that's a good connection moment, even though by the end of it, if you have children, you're ready for them to go back come beginning of August, end of July. You're like, okay. So another thing that I love about summer is July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And not because I'm one of these, like, American flag shirt wearing super ultra patriot. Like, I love our country. I do not drape myself in the flag. But I love July the 4th because so many times in my life, and John Paul, we've talked about bringing something like this back.
Yeah, so you've brought something to mind that is a favorite thing of summer.
Because you've got Memorial Day and you've got July the 4th, and both of them lend themselves to be fantastic meat feast days.
Uh-huh.
And there have been several times in my life where I have enjoyed a meat feast. We've talked about bringing back the meat feast.
We need to. This is something we did in Virginia.
I'm bringing meat feast back.
Timberlake's follow-up.
That's right. It's lesser known.
But we would get our families together and try to grill as many meats as possible and then, of course, consume them.
That's fun.
It's amazing. So, I am patriotic. Like, I love our country. I feel like I have to give a disclaimer right now. People are like, this guy doesn't support. I love our country and glad we have independence.
You love grilled meats as well.
Yeah. And I don't drape myself in the flag.
I had a guy tell me one time as a worship pastor, my first post in ministry, that if I was truly going to honor God in that position of ministry, I had to wear a suit with an American flag pin on the left lapel and shoes with tassels. He was very adamant about the American flag pin. I would not have honored God had I not worn a suit with the flag pin and the tassel shoes.
Did you do it?
And thus, I did not honor God in his opinion my whole time there.
All right, so here's a question that I have. How do you feel about patriotic songs? Since we're kind of in the July the 4th meat feast, and again, I'm a patriotic person. Disclaimer. How do you feel about patriotic songs as a part of a church service?
Man, I love it. Unless you step into the secular songs and you kick off your service with "On the ships and on the planes, we're coming to America."
Keep going.
I don't know any more words.
First one.
Today, I think is in there somewhere. That's got to be. I think that's in there. So you're pro taking a moment and being thankful for the country as a part of it, as long as it's not like all you do.
Yes, I am. I'm also pro supporting the military as they are a part of our body of believers and all that they're doing for us to afford us privileges that we take for granted just day in and day out. I think it is right to honor them as a part of that.
Yeah.
But America ultimately can't be the focus.
Yeah.
And I think that's where sometimes we get off track. But I love that. That's another thing I love about summer.
See,
you're bringing
things.
Some positive light to me and my life for summer. You're redeeming summer for me in this podcast.
I think that Neil Diamond is one of the most honoring things that we could have. To have Neil Diamond sung over you.
Hands, touching hands.
Reaching out.
Touching me. Touching you. Sweet Caroline. Come on.
Bum, bum, bum.
See, that was fun.
Yeah, that's summer.
Summer.
Hashtag stinking summertime. All right? That Will Smith summertime is that and Neil Diamond. If you could go all summer and hear America and Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond and Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, that's a good summer.
Nothing
right
better.
There. All right, so we've been talking about summertime and the things that we love about summertime, and here's what we've already learned, is that John Paul loves summer more than he thought he did.
More than I thought.
Even if that's all we've accomplished today.
Yeah. You've been a part of this transformation. And so here's the deal. I know that there are a lot of student ministry leaders out there. There are some things that you love about summer. One of them is probably that it gives you an opportunity to connect with students in a whole new way. Almost went Disney just now on the whole new way. But we're gonna stick to the task here at hand. So hopefully, one of the things that you look forward to about summer is being able to connect with students in a way that you can't during the school year. which is amazing and awesome, and you should do that. But we also know that summer provides a whole lot of challenges, and there can be some things that even you as a student pastor don't like about summer. It may be the sweaty. It may be that people are going everywhere, vacations all the time. You might be one of those people that just doesn't like ministry in the summer. You love the regimented schedule that school time brings to your ministry, and you find it tough. So wherever you land, whether you are a summer lover or a summer hater, we have five things that we want to give you that we believe will help you have a successful summer. So that at the end of this summer, you'll look back and say, man, like John Paul, I love summer more than I thought I did. We believe that's what's going to be the result at the end of summer if you follow these five simple steps. And the first one is actually 3-in-1. So we like to do that sometimes and give you lists of things. A list is easy to remember. The first thing to have a successful summer, pray, plan, and prepare.
Nice alliteration.
The three P's of a successful summer, but only in the first point. Pray, plan, and prepare.
Parts A, B, and C.
This is a big one. I think we've talked about this before because we can often get into just programming mode and not pray one moment about everything that's in front of us. We just get into kind of execution mode.
That's right.
And that's something we can't let go of. Yeah. We've got to pray.
Just to make it today.
I knew it. The planning and preparation part two are a big deal, though. Not only for the big events, but I know we've done things before where we said, oh, that's going to be a great idea. Let's just get out there and do it. And we invite a bunch of kids, and they come, and then when they show up, it's like, oh, we should have ordered food or like
gotten plates.
Got the plates and napkins. And y'all have anything to drink? Well, there's a water fountain over there.
There's a water. Better yet, a hose.
The doors are locked, so, you know, we can't get into the bathrooms.
So maybe that's a point of prayer. God, I'm going to plan this thing, and I need you to help me think through all the details.
Yeah. So pray, plan, and prepare. And if you haven't done the plan or prepare part, there's still time for you to do that for this summer. Here, just as a word of advice, maybe something you could try new this year if you haven't done it before, grab a group of teenagers, make sure they're from, you know, different grades, genders, those kind of things, and ask them, hey, what does an awesome summer in student ministry look like to you? And then help involve them and allow them to help plan some of the stuff. It takes work off your plate and gives them ownership. It's a good leadership moment going into summer, and they have time to do it. So,
and it may be one of those times that you say, man, I didn't plan or prepare enough this summer, so I'm going to sign up for Fuge next summer. Or I'm going to sign up for Access next summer.
That's right.
And I'm going to let Lifeway students plan and prepare my camp and my mission experience in the summer next year.
That's right.
Take a little bit off your plate.
Yeah, we can take work off your plate with Fuge and Student Life and Access and World Changers and all that kind of stuff. So pray, plan, and prepare. Number two, be a disciple maker, not an event planner. So we just got done saying prepare and plan and make sure there's some stuff going on and make sure you prepare it. But at the same time in all this, man, we would say this through 365 days a year and 66 in a leap year, we would say be a disciple maker, not an event planner. Yes, events are part of it, but you're not an event planner. You're a disciple maker. And so even with these things that you plan in the summer, make sure that there is a reason why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, that's good. There should always be a strategy behind what you do, even if it's the fun stuff. Like, hey, we're going to get together and go to lunch at the mall. You should be, in those fun times, focused on, hey, I'm here to connect with students. Maybe you're identifying some kids you don't have strong relationship with, so that some of the other environments are going to count in a little bit more significant way. Or the retreat moments like camp and mission trip, there's got to be a gospel centrality there, or it's just a trip and you really have just planned an event. And that's not doing anybody any good.
Yep. I think having the intention there is such a game changer that if somebody were to ask you now, like, why are you doing this? Because so often I think our calendars look the most crazy in student ministry when it comes to summer. And, you know, I just wonder today, like, if somebody were to look at what you've planned for this summer already, you know, like, if you could give a reason for why, or if it's just you just filled the calendar with stuff. And, but I think you even have time now to repurpose some of those things, even if, like, maybe they didn't have a purpose and intention behind them to begin with. But you can kind of think, okay, how can I use this time that we've set aside, or these activities we've planned, or events, or whatever, so that you can be relational and talk to students about Jesus, and that when they're bringing their lost friends, that you're talking about the gospel and not just, you know, not just hanging out. And so there's a lot that you can do, because there's more time to do it in the summer. There's more availability, more flexibility, and you know, I think just go for it.
Yeah. Number three is a big one. Equip parents to be the primary disciple maker.
I thought that was the church's job.
See, that's what a lot of people think.
That was well done.
Yeah, that was. Congrats.
Thanks.
That was a good setup.
Yes.
This is a big deal all year round, but especially in the summer. Parents that are able to stay home with their students need some guidance from you. They need some tips from you. It's kind of like Ben said, at the end of the summer, sometimes it's kind of stir crazy. Like, I'm going to need you to go back. I'm going to need you to get outside and ride your bike for a while. But there are a lot of moments that could really be taken advantage of. You have opportunity to sit around the breakfast table, the lunch table, and the dinner table together in summertime. And that may not be every day, but there's a lot of strategic conversation that can happen, places where you can coach parents to be disciple makers.
Yeah, I think one of the things, and this is, so here's the disclaimer on this one. This is not something that I did. So what I'm about to tell you, I didn't do, but I happen to think it's a great idea. And if I were to be in local church student ministry again, I would do it. And that's to create some type of vacation pack that you put in the hands of parents and say, hey, when you're on vacation this year, here's some quick discussion guides, some conversation starters. It doesn't all have to be super spiritual, but a lot of times, even on vacation, like family vacations, everybody still kind of goes and does their own thing, even if it's at one place together. Like, they ride in the car together, they get there, and then they're kind of doing their own deal.
Yeah.
That's a moment that I think could be taken advantage of. And you can put something in the hands of parents that can equip them to do that. So here are some car conversations to have. Here's one devotion for the week that you can help a parent lead during a vacation time that kind of maybe begins to build the foundation for some stuff that they could do. For some stuff that they could do on a regular basis once they get back into normal routine. Summertime can be a good time for habits to begin that you carry forward. And like I said, that's not something I did, but man, I sure like that idea of helping the parents maximize that vacation time with a spiritual emphasis.
Yeah, I think that's really strong.
And even too, like, there are some things that you can plan in student ministry where parents can also be involved. And, you know, just to say it's not always, you know, just students coming up to do something, but just, you know, is there something you can do with, you know, that would be family, you know, family driven that direction? I think those are a great idea, too, when it comes to summer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So number four, we have pray, plan, and prepare, all consolidated into number one. Be a disciple maker, not an event planner. Equip parents to be primary disciple makers. Number four, have some fun.
See? That's a good one. Enjoy the summer. Enjoy time with students.
Yeah.
Laugh a little.
Yeah.
Don't get bogged down in the programming of student ministry, which can be really easy to do. You can kind of get lost in everything that's happening.
Yeah. And fun with your students can be a gospel-centered purpose.
Yeah.
Because it's building relational foundation so that you can speak into their lives to a greater degree. Having fun is important, and summertime gives you the opportunity to do that more so than non-summer seasons.
One of my favorite things, I think, in the summertime in student ministry was having students up into the office because mm-hmm. they could come to the office.
Yeah.
And just playing a dumb game in the hallway,
yeah.
Or
they
them
just
hanging
the
out
fool.
In the office.
And it's
yeah.
awesome.
And they get to see you in your like day-to-day world,
yeah.
which I think is cool for
it's
them.
It's like a
and
zoo.
For you.
They
it
get
is.
To see you in your natural
just
habitat.
Just watching you
yeah.
like a creep.
Yeah. The zoo is a good idea for a fun activity in the summer.
For student pastors to do with their kids, with their student ministry?
Yeah.
You would take them just like to the local zoo? Like I could see... Hey, we're in San Diego. Like, we're going to, because we're here already, we're going to go to the San Diego Zoo. But you would, like, take them to
Make
the Birmingham
to the zoo
in Alabama if you're an Alabama church.
I like a zoo.
Yeah.
It's a fun, relaxed activity.
I like a zoo when all the animals are there. But, like, when you roll up to the tiger exhibit and it's like, oh well, it's hot outside because it's summer and they hate summer as much as you do, so they're in the underground part,
yeah,
eating whatever raw meat we just threw down there.
Do you get to throw raw meat down? Where is this zoo?
Well, the zookeeper does. Okay. they have all the fun. It's all of us that are like standing behind the glass at the gorilla exhibit like, where are the gorillas?
There's another sleeping big cat.
Or you got to watch those sixth graders that are just kind of like, they're like little escape artists.
Yeah.
And just make sure they don't like climb into somewhere they shouldn't be.
Yeah,
that's true. So maybe you think twice about the zoo. But I love it. It's a good one.
It's fun. It can be fun when all the animals are present and active.
Yeah.
Ready to participate in my experience.
How about a theme park? So you hate summer because, well, we know that you like it more than you thought you did.
I do.
But a theme park is probably super sweaty for you. Do you love it?
It is sweaty. But you have the ride that can redeem... Oh, that last 45 minutes on the surface of the sun was worth it because that ride was great.
I got to do a corkscrew. So it made it worth it. So, but bottom line, plan fun stuff like that. Get in the van and go to stinking Busch Gardens, man.
Yes.
Six Flags or Holiday World.
Dollywood.
Dolly.
No, that's not a thing anymore.
Dollywood's a thing.
It is still
a
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Something we never did. Why did we never go to, what's that place? Wolf's Lodge? Something Wolf's Lodge?
The Great Wolf Lodge?
Great Wolf Lodge, where they have an
the
indoor water
park.
Why did I never take my sweaty summer self to an indoor water park?
It's about to be summer and you can do it.
Yeah. I think they're really humid.
I would imagine
because of
so.
The indoor water.
Maybe they are.
Yeah.
But you also probably don't feel like you're on the face of the sun.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
You do at a baseball game in the summer.
Oh, I love it though. You give me a hot dog and a summer baseball game.
Yeah,
but a like student ministry summer baseball game
yes,
or a pro baseball game. Do you like either one just as much?
Oh yeah. Do you mean like teenagers playing baseball?
Uh huh.
I was just thinking of when you buy student.
I'd
ministry.
Rather take them to a game.
Yeah.
Then. Watch them play a game.
For sure.
There's not discipleship happening when you're watching them play the game, but when you take them to the game,
yeah.
then they're sitting right next to you eating a dollar hot dog and you got time to tell them about Jesus.
See, that I knew there was a spiritual reason
for your love of baseball.
Yes. Yeah. But in those cheap seats, you know, that you have to get because it's students, like that's where it's the hottest though. That's the bad part.
Yeah, it's where the sun, like,
just
as it's setting, that's the last part of the stadium.
That's yes. when you swipe the church credit card and say, I had to make this a little more affordable for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the good, we got the better
We
seat.
Got the skybox.
And two, like, if you have, yes, this is, okay, and this is going to lead to my next point. Like, if you have a team, like, whether you have interns or, like, a staff, like, do something fun with them or for them or make sure that they're enjoying summer, too, because sometimes that... Like, you can get in the middle of the summer and your team is just beat.
Yeah, that's
And, like,
true.
They're having a hard time or, like, they're just going, I'm exhausted or I haven't had any time to, like, kind of regroup. And I think, like, you could get the box for your team. Or you, I mean, maybe. But it might be too expensive. But, or,
what,
but
box?
Just, like, the box
sky
of the
box.
Game. The sky
yes.
box. Yes. Okay. And, you know, but just to do something fun with your team, like, so that they feel like they can maybe have 5 minutes to, like, breathe and relax
yeah.
or just give them the night off and let them go do their own thing.
I think that's a great point. And I'd put volunteer leaders
yes.
right into that same category. So that make sure that you're having fun with them as well.
You could also buy them a $10 curriculum box from a Lifeway store and have them that, review content for the fall.
Not the same kind of box.
The last one, number five, and could be, we could elevate this to be, this wasn't in like sequential order, but this is one of the most important things that you can do in the summer. And understand that in student ministry, you have a lot going on, and there are a lot of ministry-related responsibilities that you have. But don't miss the opportunity to get away for yourself, for your own family, if that applies in your context. This is a moment that you need to spend some energy and some time with your people, you know, like with your spouse, with your kids, if those things are happening in your life right now. And if they're not, if you're single and leading student ministry, don't forsake your own rest time to get away. You still, you know, people say take time with your family and take time away with your family. If you're single, you still need time to yourself. Just giving everything, every minute of every day to ministry is going to burn you out. You still need time. So this, carve some time out in order to do that. Find those moments of rest and refreshment.
And something you know already but may not put into practice. Vacation doesn't count to your spouse if you're married, and your family if you're working the whole time.
That's true.
So you need to show up and turn off your email notifications or just put your phone away. I've had several vacations now where I've just put my phone on the nightstand of whatever hotel we were in, or when we go see my parents, just put it away and not look at it. I want to say you're just not that important.
Yeah.
And I think you need to realize these things can happen without you. People don't have to have you every minute of the day. You don't have to be accessible. Now, you may need to do some prep work before you leave to make sure that you're not leaving the rest of the church in a lurch because you just left and didn't do what you were supposed to do. But that's a different thing.
Yeah. I would say another way to look at it, too, is that like your family is that important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you to turn, for you to hit the off button on some of your other things. And John Paul, you make an excellent point in that you need to make sure that things are prepared so that when you do leave, you can turn things off. So that goes back to our number one, pray, plan, and prepare, that you think ahead about the responsibilities that you have in your role at the church so that when you take that time to rest and refresh and be with your family, that things are taken care of.
Yeah, it just came around full circle.
Yep. Since it came around full circle, that is an excellent place to go ahead and end today's episode of the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful summer filled with meat and Neil Diamond.
Snowballs
and sweaty theme parks.
or shade.
Air conditioning.
May the shade be with you. We'll see you next time.